This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Newly released Tritium Review analyzes LANL Tritium reports, highlights infant doses. A newly released independent review of Los Alamos National Laboratory's 2025 tritium venting raises serious concerns about radiation risks to children and infants and highlights major gaps in LANL's public reporting and decision-making process. The review also questions LANL's decision to proceed with venting despite no measurable pressure buildup in the waste containers, meaning the explosion risk used to justify the releases may not have existed. On May 14, 2026, the Communities for Clean Water published the review analyzing two reports LANL released following its controversial September 2025 tritium release operations. Authored by Dr. Arjun Makhajani, president of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, the, quote, review of Los Alamos National Laboratory's tritium venting reports, Volume 1 and Volume 2, end quote, provides a summary of the tritium venting as well as the data and estimates detailed in the two LANL reports. Notably, LANL formally acknowledged for the first time that estimated radiation doses to infants were more than three times higher than doses to adults, a change that came only after sustained public pressure and community participation in public meetings and hearings. Nevertheless, infant doses were not considered during the planning and modeling that took place prior to the tritium releases. LANL stated that infant doses would not be taken into account moving forward. Dr. Makhajani responded by saying, quote, had infant doses been considered during permitting, the operation would not have been allowed as planned. Since infant doses under LANL's appropriately conservative source term assumption would have been more than a regulatory limit of 10 millirem, this raises the question of whether EPA's quote-unquote standard practice of enforcement for adults only is providing equal protection under the law to infants and children when infant doses are estimated to exceed the regulatory limit of 10 millirem, but adult doses do not. The fact that the actual venting resulted in doses well below 10 millirem for infants is not relevant to the question of whether the permit was properly granted, end quote. The findings raise broader concerns about how federal agencies assess radiation risks to nearby communities, particularly for infants, children, pregnant women, and indigenous communities living near nuclear facilities. Kaylin Fennell, coordinator for the Communities for Clean Water, stated, quote, community members pushed for transparency every step of the way, and that pressure forced important admissions that were absent from LANL's ongoing planning. But serious questions remain about whether children and families are being adequately protected. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.